Now, I don't know if you caught this. Martha Stewart, who again was making goo-goo eyes at me all night, as Boomer can attest to, reacted to the Molina home run. Sounded like this. That's my girl right there, though.
Yeah, that's your girl.
I was hobnobbing with the celebrities.
I'm so surprised you didn't go over and get some, like, housewarming tips for the holidays.
My wife is a fantastic designer.
Right.
She don't need no help.
Right. Maybe she watches her television
she
show.
She does, you know, not.
Thanksgiving's right around the corner.
I know. My wife's already prepping all that stuff.
Did she go out and get pumpkins for Halloween?
I do that. I'm the pumpkin guy.
Do you have the pumpkins?
Or no, you never buy the pumpkin until the week before.
Really?
Because they rot.
They rot, huh?
Yeah, so I got a pumpkin guy.
You got a pumpkin
guy?
Oh,
yeah, I got a pumpkin guy. Mm. That's right.
Do I do scarecrows and stuff?
You know what? Not so much.
Like with straw and hay.
Do
you get hay and all that stuff?
I don't do all that
crap. See, Martha would tell you to go get hay and
I don't
all
do
that
it.
Kind of stuff.
We get 5 pumpkins.
Right.
Kim does not carve the pumpkin, but she loves the pumpkin seeds.
Okay.
Me and the kids will do it on a Saturday, this Saturday or Sunday. I don't know which day yet.
Right.
We'll go nuts on the pumpkins.
Okay.
We'll design them. We'll cut them. Daddy, the whole bit.
All right.
Put them out in front,
little candle, the whole thing.
Bingo.
Good to go.
Pumpkin etiquette, it's fugazi. Pumpkins, October 4th, stupid.
Well.
They rot. And another little tip, never grab a pumpkin by the stem.
I have no pumpkins good. Now.
You embarrass yourself.
What do you mean? I don't embarrass myself.
You just put them out there. You didn't carve it, I bet.
No, I don't carve.
Right, so
I'm not a pumpkin carver.
Now that your kids are out of the house... You know, and Halloween is on a Sunday. You're going to be home with the candy?
I
gotta
work.
Good to go?
I got to work.
So, well, you going to have the lights out?
I got the NFL today.
So are you...
What am I supposed to do? I can't be like virtual
No candy?
Boomer. Well, I don't know. There'll be something there.
No, you got to put a basket out with the note. Please take one, knowing that the first kid that gets is going to take the whole bag.
Somebody else can handle it.
No. This is not acceptable.
What do you mean?
You're a great American.
Well, people know that I'm working.
You put some candy out for Halloween is what you're going to do.
You can't trust those people in Manhasset. They'll come over there and they'll rip
so
all that
you're saying
candy
the Assayas
you know
house will be black?
No
lights on Halloween?
No. Son, no.
You better have some candy out there.
There'll be candy.
I'll get a report.
I'm sure you will. But I'm not leaving candy out for those animals over there in Manhasset.
You put out
There's
the
no
candy.
Way.
You got to put out
you
a
understand.
Basket.
You leave candy out and then all of a sudden word spreads and you got a party in your front yard and the next thing you know your house is burned down.
No. A basket of candy. Please take one. First kid that comes, dumps it, you're straight. Yes,
or you
Eddie.
Can have Lupus just stand you outside your house and get
yeah,
out.
True.
You know, he doesn't even have to go in the house. Just have him be outside.
I like could
dress him up as a short little scarecrow.
Exactly.
Very true. Yeah, very true.
With his arms like this. Oh.
A, you have no crows on your yard. B, one piece of candy per kid.
Right.
It could be like an Oompa Loompa. You know?
Yeah, it'd be good.
I got my Halloween costumes. I'm ready to roll.
Are you going to the ReFi Rock Halloween party with
you know,
with us?
I
with
think
Paul
Kim and
e.
I think we're stopping by.
Yeah, you got to stop by.
Yeah.
Come on.
I think Kim's going to come
You
got to
come on. Let's go. Bring it
yeah.
on.
Yeah. I think she's going as Snooki for Halloween anyway.
Is she really?
I think so, yeah. So that'd be pretty hot.
I know she's got...
The boobs. I know.
Well, you know, I'm not
going
to say,
say it.
That.
She's my wife.
Yes.
I mean, she has these luscious breasts, my wife. God bless her, too. You know what I'm saying? She only gets better looking. I don't know how that works, but I don't. She does.
Breasticles.
That's right, baby.